section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Well played.
Okay. Well, I just, no one wants to see the movies I want to see.
Dude, it was great, man.
So I could never get anyone to go with me to see that, but I was seriously thinking after this tonight I was going to go maybe check it out.
It's worth it.
Thumbs up. Okay. Good review.
It's got a good review.
I'll take it. Hey.
I got some Jason for the movies coming up probably.
Do you?
We'll see.
Hey, quiet down up there. We're trying. All right, ready? I guess we should start.
Hit it!
Coming to you live from Asselwoman, Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Let's Get Personals, IBWIP News Bulletin, Would You Rather, and The Root of All Evil Knievel, with your co-hosts, Whiskey Chaser, and me, Locks of Love Jason, and now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome, my friends. Episode 155, It Burns When I Pee. If you're one of the cool kids hanging out, you're listening to us live at IBWIP.com. And if you're not one of the cool kids, you're listening to this on a podcast hours and hours and hours and days after we recorded it. So
be one of the cool kids.
It's your own problem. What happened to you all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm looking at that. I got white powder. I think it's from your freezer.
Oh, it's salt. Don't put that on your mouth. It's salt.
Whatever this white powder, mysterious white powder was on my arm, I was going to put it in my mouth. But you say not to?
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
Don't put it in your mouth. I don't know a lot of things, but I know that's
why are we discovering this right now? We have like 20 minutes where we're just sitting here like, oh, we're just getting ready for the show to start.
Yeah, that's salt. Don't. Huh.
I'll wait for a break to clean it up. I'll just wear this salt for the next 20 minutes.
We'll just start over. So.
I accidentally leaned against your cocaine.
Yeah.
While you keep your cocaine inside of the freezer?
It keeps it fresh. Hey, there's some hot new chicks next door, so maybe
I'm on it.
Invite them over for some cocaine.
Sniff my arm, ladies.
Hey, my friend Jason got a boat. You want to go get some cocaine?
Want to go boating with me? Do you want to go boating with me?
All right, everybody. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Robin.
Blake Clayton. And alongside me, I got some fresh new introductions.
Fresh.
That I'm not going to read off a piece of paper.
What was that? What was that sound that you just made?
My penis. I had to let it sit down on the ground.
Oh,
so
continue.
Okay, we have the guitar god from Shadows Inc. Whiskey Chaser is back.
Hey.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So tell us about life in the on the road.
It's crazy.
Chicks,
crazy, man.
Chicks all the time.
Accidentally leaning up on cocaine. Yeah. You know,
just sweaty hot chicks.
Sweaty hot chicks everywhere. Covered.
Pretending
in dirt.
To be lost with your guitar.
Yeah. That's my tour. It's me just wandering around.
Whiskey Chaser was just saying how the cute ladies next door, he was going to try to get their attention by walking around like he was lost outside of the apartment with his guitar. That's a vagina magnet right there. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, man. It's years of sculpting that method.
Respect.
All right. And the man you hear.
Respect.
Spell it.
R-S-P-T-K-G.
The man who puts Rapunzel's hair to... The man who puts Rapunzel's hair. What?
Yes, you wrote it.
Oh, hold on. The man who puts Rapunzel's hair look like a butch. Fuck me. It was really good.
I don't believe it was good.
The man who puts Rapunzel's hair that looks like a butch lesbian at the bowling alley. Locks of Love, Jason. If I would have done it right the first time, it would have been good.
Yeah,
maybe.
Been.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Hey. Every time I come over here, you give me so much garbage about my hair, but I think you just work in a business environment where your hair has to look nice, and you're just jealous. And you know what? I forgive you.
Well, I tried to do that last winter. I tried to grow mine long in the front, like Chase's, and
yeah.
Fucking just got on my nerves. So after the wedding, I just chopped it off. I couldn't take it. I don't know how you do it.
I hate it.
Patience is the key to a nice haircut.
Just waiting and not doing anything to it, except my VO5 hot oil solutions.
Do you have to, like, when you're being patient, do you talk to it to help it grow? Because that's what you do with, like, marijuana plants.
Yeah. Breathe on it.
Specifically marijuana plants.
If you've got a really good friend to breathe on it heavily, you know, I think the carbon dioxide.
Hey, good friend.
What are you doing later? You going to be breathing later? Why not breathe on my hair?
Oh, we have a hell of a show lined up for you. The musical artist that I picked a couple weeks ago, I went with Dustin, co-op Dustin, mm-hmm. Known as The Voice. And we went down to the riverfront here in Peoria, and I saw all three artists that we're going to play tonight. In one show. And I even have them in the same order that I saw them.
Was that on the CEFQ Center stage?
The CEFQ Center stage in the pouring rain. But you know what? I mean, here's my thing. These bands, great bands, but there was obviously like those posers, those cowboy posers.
Oh, God, I hate them.
So these guys had like designer jeans and their boots, and they had, you know, their Western shirts. But they had more hair product in their hair than even I do, you know, and it was just like, oh, man, it's like, these are actually good bands, and I'm, you know, and so we're standing there, and I was like, if you guys were real cowboys, like you act like you are, drinking, you know, they're all carrying three or four beers at a time, because, you know, that's cool to do that.
Why not just pour it into one bigger cup?
Well, here's the thing is, by the time they go buy it, and they try to be all cool and balance it and get to the stage, like, a quarter of it's gone out of each one of them, so they should have just bought three beers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're standing there, and we have ponchos on, because I had ponchos in the back of the car.
Because of all the beer sloshing around?
No, because it was raining.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, if you guys were real cowboys, you would have ponchos in your truck. So I think you're just a bunch of fucking posing assholes.
I remember all those great movies with John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. They're all just wearing ponchos all the time.
Right.
That's what the real cowboys do.
Real cowboys pack ponchos.
They have Bass Pro Shop ponchos. Hey, Chad from, he wasn't complaining. I was like, hey, dude, you want to be wet or do you want a poncho?
Those are the only two choices.
Right. So there were this one guy was standing in front of us, you know, and he didn't even care if his girlfriend was like underneath the tent. Like, he was more worried about getting him underneath the tent because of his hair and everything. And he had a Ralph Lauren button down dress shirt on.
Tucked in?
No, it wasn't tucked in. Of course not. All right. Which is ironic because you'd think he wanted to show the designs on his butt patches. But he was talking to this other guy, and it was kind of like a peach and white, like, checker.
He spent more time looking at these guys' clothes than you'd pay attention to the bands.
And I looked past him to the guy he was talking to. The guy he was talking to had the same exact shirt on. And it wasn't like, hey, you got the same shirt, let's talk, ha, ha, ha. Like, they knew each other. They came together.
Like an old married couple.
All right, Chase, if you and your buddy meet up somewhere, and you both happen to have the same shirt on, what do you do in that instance?
I take one of the items off. I mean, I'm like, I'll go in there without a shirt on.
That's why you layer. That's why you carry a poncho in your car.
Yeah, that's why you carry a poncho.
Or a zip-up hoodie or something. Yeah,
oh.
Middle of summer.
And it was just, you know, it was funny because the Turnpike Troubadours, they were the headliner. And, you know, it had been raining on and off and pouring on and off. And he was like, you know, we really appreciate you guys staying out here and, you know, fighting the rain and everything. He goes, you know what the good thing about seeing a concert in the rain is? It washes away all the assholes. And everybody went, yeah! And I was like, you guys are all the fucking assholes. Oh, Jesus. So
why couldn't it just been you down there watching them? Huh?
Right?
That's why I kind of spoiled going to the High Note because, you know, I'm like on a Wednesday night, you know, I get to see like Jake Orvis and the Broken Band with like three of us. You know what I mean? So I get kind of spoiled.
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
Keeping it real.
But it was cool. I was glad I went. Molly went on a girls' night out, so I had nothing else to do. It was either stay home and masturbate or go out in public and masturbate.
Why can't you do both?
It was raining.
Is that the night Molly called you drunk?
Yeah. She called me drunk.
Nice.
So.
Real nice.
That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing.
Good.
Chase, what have you been doing?
I've just been playing music and playing with myself.
You got a big Battle of the Bands coming up?
Yeah, we do. This Saturday, September 20th, at 6 p.m., the doors open to Limelight Eventplex in Peoria, Illinois.
Is that pretty cool? I've heard about it recently, but
it's
I've not
amazing.
Been out there.
I love the place. It's pretty awesome. It's like built up with like studio quality sound dampening.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. So the sound quality in there is just incredible.
Awesome. Because it's very unassuming. The outside looks very plain.
Yeah, it looks like just like an old Morton building.
Yeah, like an old, just like an office building from the 70s or something.
It's
I'll check it out.
So what's the rules? When you're in a battle of the bands, what's the rules?
Yeah, it's...
No guns.
No guns. No profanity.
No profanity?
No.
Oh,
no kids.
Bummer. No.
I can't go then.
We have to perform two original songs, one cover. Each band only gets to play three songs. It's kind of weird because that's a really short set.
What's your cover?
We're covering Royals by Lord. Real poppy song.
As I say, I hate that song.
I do, too.
I think it sucks, but I would like to see your guys' take on it, because they're wildly different.
Yeah, we're going to turn it into a rock song, get everybody clapping and singing along, because one of the things we're being judged on is crowd participation. And we've got a few songs of our own that get a lot of folks in the crowd singing back to us, but that song in particular, you know, if we have to play a cover, why not play something that's relevant?
Right.
People are going to sing along.
Sounds like a weird choice, but in that, it's probably a good choice.
Exactly.
That'd be cool to hear.
So you've got a bunch of heavy metal bands that are probably going to play heavy metal covers or rock covers.
That's been done.
Somebody needs to do Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, God. Oh, God. For the millionth time.
Or Wagon Wheel, the metal version.
Wagon Wheel, jeez.
So if you win this competition, do you find out that night?
I think so, yeah. At the end of the night, I think they're going to put everything together and decide the winner there.
What do you win, $1 million?
I wish. Nice. Yeah, we would win the opportunity to be the 105.7 The X house band for 1 year.
Oh, cool. So you like open up for people that come to the area?
Yeah, pretty much every 105.7 event they have in the area.
That's awesome.
We would get to be a part of, and a lot of marketing.
Sure.
In the whole deal.
I was talking to Blake before we got here, and I was saying that I've heard of you guys for a while. You've participated in Battle of the Bands before locally, right?
Yeah. We've done pretty well for ourselves in the past. We won a Battle of the Bands in 2009 that allowed us to take the stage at the Civic Center and open up for the Music as a Weapon tour, which was a huge event for us. Just being an underground regional band, having the opportunity to play on a stage that big was a big deal.
Just think if he becomes famous. He'll be able to pay for all this shit.
Yeah, he's just going to give us money, I'm sure. Yeah. You'll give us money, right, when you become rich and famous?
Pop filters.
I got pop filters. Just, you know, I like that natural sound. Jason, the only thing really going on with you, besides having people come over and talk to your hair
right.
and making magnets out of
breathe on my hair.
Bottles, caps.
Right. I do that. I have about 400 bottle caps on my refrigerator that are magnets because I'm a 50-year-old woman.
You're kind of in the out. How do you say it nowadays? You're not getting any.
I'm looking for strange.
You're looking for some loving.
Yeah, I was dating Nurse Courtney for about a year and a half, and it didn't
wonderful work. Girl, wonderful,
great girl. Yeah, we're good terms, but it didn't work out
because your hair,
largely because of the hair. She did hate the hair. I would actually a couple weeks ago I had my fantasy football draft, and before my draft I went over there. And I made her put my hair in pigtails and, like, clip my hair. And it was really funny for the draft. All the guys loved it. But she just, like, you could tell that she hated every second doing it. But she did it very lovingly
for me. And that's
where
it ended.
And then she's like, I'm going to do this for you, but that's the end.
That is it.
That's not exactly how it happened. But, So in that same vein, I'm on the market, which maybe we should pause for a moment and let everyone cheer that I'm on the market.
Okay.
Right? Well, probably no one will.
All right, hold on. Cheering begins now.
Whew. Silence is deafening.
Okay, well,
I've never done before in being single, because I honestly don't mind being single. I almost prefer it. No knock to Courtney, but I almost prefer it. I've never done internet dating, so I thought this may be a good time to venture into that foray, and with it, introducing a new segment called "Let's Get Personals." And now we will hear the intro to that.
Right. Hold on a second.
Now we will hear the intro to Let's Get Personals.
You gotta
Jesus, I'm very just... Right. Let's get personal. Feel some goals. I want to get personal. Let's get personal. Let me body talk. That's it. We did it. We made an intro and everyone heard it. So I went to plenty of fish.
Hold on.
So,
Chase, you're in the music biz. You've been in the studio before. You've mixed. You've done some stuff. How do you grade that?
It was so smooth. I couldn't even tell. It sounds like you were there. You couldn't tell
where Olivia Newton-John ended and where we began.
No, it was seamless.
That's what
good.
You've got to get.
That's where we spent tens of minutes working on that.
It was a long time. So So now you have your intro to your new segment.
My new segment. Hopefully it'll won't last very long. The segment, so I can get out there and get some dates. Anyway, Plentyoffish.com, I'm sure many of you know, is a free dating website that you can go on, create a profile, and find people locally in your area who hopefully have the same interests and the same intent. So I went there, and I found out all the information that they want from you to create a profile. So what I'm going to do now in this segment is I'm going to talk to Chase, and I'm going to talk to Blake, and tell them what they're asking, and hopefully you guys give me some good information so I can build a solid profile so I can get that strange.
You don't want true love. You don't want a dedicated relationship.
Well, I mean, and it even asks you about that. What is your intent? Okay. And I'm going to let you guys answer that for me. I'm going to leave it entirely in your hands.
Our love life is your love life is in our hands.
Correct.
It's closer than my love life is not in my hands. So.
Right.
Chase, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're not going to get the whole thing done tonight. There's a lot of information here. Your palms are sweaty? Yeah. You're a little nervous. Yeah. Hey, I'm with you, buddy. A lot of information here, so we'll probably break it up over a few episodes.
Okay.
But we'll get started right now. First, username.
Ooh.
What should my username be?
Locks of Love.
I was just going to say Locks
of Love. Okay, I feel like that is a given. All right, well, what about, gender? I think that's... You know, on like Facebook, it's like, you know how they have like 30 options for gender now on Facebook? It's like male, female, transgender, I don't know, I think is one of them.
Right.
let's put male for now just because you're just getting into the game.
Okay, we don't want to mix things up too much. I don't get it on Facebook, though. It's like, I mean, whatever you feel is one thing, but I think all you have to do really is just like pull your pants forward and then look down, and then that's like...
You think.
Think about the last time you went to the bathroom. How did that go?
Yeah, right. So standing or sitting for a number one. That's, you know, there's your gender right there. No offense to those people. People are confused, I'm sure. But it's a penis or a vagina. Birth date. Should I be using my real birth date? Because I'm an old man. Should I go younger or should I go for older?
Do you have to put the year in or can you just put the month and the date?
I don't know. I'm going to say probably everything.
I don't know. Go with the real deal.
Yeah.
Real deal?
Yeah, just
put it out there.
Just throw it out there.
My birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
Is it? Like, when is your birthday?
End of October. October 27. I'll be 33. That is painful to say out loud.
If you're 30, how do you think I feel? I'm 39 and a half.
If I were you, I would hate it.
I want to die.
That's how I would feel. And you know what? I'd probably do something about it, too. If I were you. I'm just not me, maybe.
Chase, you're
26.
Six?
I'm 26.
God, I remember back. I was getting so much pussy at 26. God, I was getting pussy all the time.
How much?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
How much pussy?
Cockhead pussy. Every day. How much pussy?
Yeah, like a metric tons worth?
I would say like a ball sack of gold worth.
That's a tangible amount.
Yeah. Going back, reference in there.
Country.
You get a lot of strange.
I'm not a huntsman of the strange. I guess
you like love.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm a monogamous man.
Okay. I was gonna say he's not out there hunting for it. Sometimes it just comes to you.
It just walks in your backyard.
Yeah. They walk around like they're lost
with their ukulele,
with their instruments, and I'm like, come on in.
I was gonna say I'm sorry.
I'm working on a new recording, and a harp would be great on this track. Bring your harp in here.
All right, country, I'm going to put United States. Ethnicity, I'm white as the bread I eat, but do I want to represent? Because one time I was with a Turkish buddy of mine, and we went to see some of his Turkish buddies that I didn't know, and they were like questioning my ethnicity.
So, do you have any Irish in you?
Yeah.
What's your choices? Just
anything.
It's open field.
I think you should definitely sauce up your ethnicity. I think you should put
that's what I'm saying.
Irish, Caucasian, whatever in there because that's intriguing. Women like that kind of variety.
Do you have any Spanish in you?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I think
chicks dig that.
Yeah, German,
if you were Spaniard,
British, Irish, and then some I don't know stuff.
Just put World War II people.
If you're involved in World War II, then I'm your man.
I laugh so much you just fart.
Oh. Too bad we couldn't capture that for eternity on the mic. Postal code, probably go with my postal code. I'll put that in there. City. All right, state with male.
Let's get to some questions. I mean,
it says gender and this is my gender. Okay, so I'm male. And it says seeking. And here it's male or female. Like, it can't be both. I don't think they're catering to bisexuals necessarily.
So you have to you're looking for a female.
Ideally, but you know, I have an open mind. Okay, my height, it could be less than 5 foot or greater than 7 foot. I'm 5'10".
Put six.
6 foot.
Because first thing in the morning, you're probably closer to six.
Because my spine separates?
No, because gravity pushes down on your body. And that, when you wake up in the morning, that's the tallest you are all day.
Right, because your spine can, all your bones kind of, that's good. So should I put a little addendum to that? 6 foot right at the beginning of the morning or no?
6 foot until 7 a.m.
6 foot till 7.
Sounds like a country song.
I am looking for hangout, friends, dating, or long term.
By hangout, what do they mean by hangout?
Coitus.
Like, coitus? That's what I thought. Just, I don't know.
Mouth coitus.
Can you pick more than one? Or you just
Only one.
I think if you're hanging out, then you're not expected to pay for everything.
Oh, right.
Which is good for a poor man.
Right. I'd say
which I am.
I'd say hang out.
Okay. Okay. Blake, you let me know when we're ready to move on to the next segment. Hair color? Should I go with my hair color, right? Probably. Black, blonde, brown, red, gray, bald, or mixed? I had a... You know what? Before we broke up, Courtney pulled out like a 6-inch gray hair out of my head, which I don't have those usually.
I get a real long ones on my eyebrow.
Like I get one on my eyebrow.
It's like a rope. It's like a rope. It's real thick.
A rope?
Oh, it's thick.
Like a big piece of twine coming out of your head?
Yeah.
You like save them and weave something out of it.
Ooh, a basket perhaps. Save those for me. I'm going to wear
Thank you, Chase. Chase has brought it back. That's awesome. He doesn't
Slam
even know
dunk.
It. Chase has no idea he just brought it back.
I make these baskets on this. You have to listen to past episodes.
So
should I put mix since I get a little salt, like one strand of salt? No.
Nah.
You're only 20, 33.
I am only
brown
that age.
Fucking hair.
Hey, so, you know, I got a guy that's younger than me I hang out with. He's bald. So it's, you know what? Takes all kinds.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Yeah, I've not seen his penis or his pubes. I'll get back to you on that. Body type. This is where it gets dicey. Prefer not to say thin, athletic, average, a few extra pounds, big and tall, / big, beautiful woman.
Big, beautiful woman.
Big, beautiful woman. Okay. So that falls under big and tall, too.
Oh, is that describing you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what you're looking for.
Right.
It's you guys tell me what I'm looking for, because what I've
no,
done
but
so
is
far,
the question for what you're looking for?
Yes, but the body type of the person that I'm looking for.
I'm sorry. Yourself.
You're right. It is yourself.
Okay, so you're average. Yeah. I mean, you're not Arnold Schwarzenegger by any means, but you're not
definitely not a fat.
Yeah,
man.
You're not
average.
You're not Jonathan Goodman.
as he likes to be called,
Jonathan Goodman.
Do you own a car? Prefer not to say yes or no. I do, but again, that doesn't mean. That's
yes,
what I mean.
These are the easy ones. I'm sorry.
I don't know. This all goes. This all makes a woman's mind. Education. Should I be honest there or not? Because I have an associate's degree.
Ooh,
hot dog.
Where did you get that associate's degree?
I prefer not to say.
Phoenix.
No,
Phoenix.
Illinois Central College.
Okay.
Should I put that or should I go higher or lower?
Girls like a guy with just enough smarts, not too much smarts.
Not too
if
much
you're too
smarts.
Damn smart, they're intimidated.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
But they're like associates.
Isn't that good though to intimidate associates a woman to some degree?
Oh, only when you're putting your hand to them.
Okay, there was a spot for that too. I'll put that in the.
Put the associates because that's saying you're committed enough to get through a little bit of college.
That means that I'm committed enough to complete a 2-year degree within 5 years.
Correct.
Eye color, it's hazel, but gray is an option. You guys know people with gray eyes?
No, I've never seen a pair of gray eyes a day in my life.
Honest with the
Except
eye color?
Except for on a dog.
What color are they?
Hazel. They're green and brown, but honestly, they do change color. Sometimes
with what you're
green.
Wearing. With what you're wearing. Like today, you're wearing a brown, so they're more of a brown than a dark green.
I have chameleon eyes. So hazel, should I go for that?
Yeah, just hazel, you know.
It's hazel
exotic. Sounds exotic. It's like,
that's right. Mix that with the Irish, and it's a slam dunk. Second language, I speak just a whisper of Spanish. Should I add that, or should I go a completely bizarre language?
If a girl knows that you speak Spanish, that's going to get some of the Latino girls interested, and those girls
Spanish.
Are wild for strange.
And I can also imitate Adam Sandler when he does that voice, and then...
What voice?
So you speak Adam.
How about you? I tell you who. Should I put that too? Spanish and Sandler, perhaps?
Spanish yeah, and Sandler.
Spanglish. She was in that movie, right?
Yeah. Sandler gibberish.
Sandler gibberish is three B's. Is that right? Do you want children? I have one.
You don't want any more.
I don't want no more.
No.
So prefer not to say or does not want children or open, undecided, and open.
No, don't say undecided and open because that's going to leave you to a lot of...
To leave me to where I was before.
Yep.
So it does not want.
It's a dark road to travel down.
And no matter if you have your headlights on or not, you're going to hit a deer.
Yep.
I see. The metaphor is good. Does not want children?
No.
Okay.
You don't want any. Because then you won't be able to come over here.
Marital status? Again, I am single. I've never been married, divorced, anything like that. Should I just put single, or should I throw something weird out there?
No, I think single is good because that's...
just put single. I mean, nobody's going to come hang out with a still married dude.
Or what about a widowed guy? Do widowed guys get blowjobs?
Out of sympathy blowjobs. But
I don't mind.
But it's going to cause a lot of questions.
Those are really slow and sad.
Lubricated by tears, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
Single? Is that the consensus?
Yeah. I guess my problem is I'm really trying to find you a date and not being as goofy as I was supposed to be, I guess.
Thank you.
Is that my problem right now?
You can be as goofy or not as you want. I just thought it might be entertaining.
I just think it's going to be more entertaining when these girls actually start getting back to you.
Yeah, and you bring one over for a show. And we interview her.
Where's occupation?
I thought we were going to dinner.
Occupation, put podcaster on there.
Oh, we'll get to that. Maybe not this episode.
You got about 4 minutes worth of content.
Marital status, single, okay. Right? Do you have children? Yes, I do. But should I lie and say I don't?
No. You have one.
Say, why do you have a pink bedroom? None of your goddamn business.
Before I film the podcast.
It's a different kind of show.
Do you smoke? I don't. But should I start?
You don't smoke anything?
No, I don't smoke anything.
Then just put that.
Okay. Well, this is where you guys' creative juices come in.
That's not.
Just put don't inhale.
Don't. Okay. So
I don't inhale.
They do have a Clinton option here. Let me put that down. Do you do drugs? Again, no, not even socially. I don't do drugs. Should I put that I do socially, or not? I mean, I take aspirin as needed, and so it's not really a social drug. But
maybe you should put that you take aspirin socially.
Yes. Okay, so do socially.
That'll raise some eyebrows.
So should I have socially?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With occasional cough syrup.
Yeah, sometimes I do
by the bottle.
I do a little bit of Robin.
A little.
Do you drink? No. Prefer not to say socially or often. Socially is the honest answer there.
So, yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, just go. You don't want to not drink, but then you don't want to look like you drink all the time. Because if I'm a social drinker, they're like, oh, you know,
he's cool.
He's loose as a goose.
He's cool.
He's cute. He's down.
He's cute. Religion. I would classify myself as non-religion, but they really run the gamut here. New Age, Muslim, Jewish, Catholic, Buddhist, Anglican, Hindu, Sikh, Methodist, Christian/other, Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, other.
I'm surprised that, like, Scientologist and...
Atheism. Is atheism on there?
Just non-religious.
What's that religion that worships noodles and...
The Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was watching an episode of Futurama today where they had the Flying Spaghetti Monster on there as a nod to that religion. I think it was, like, a made-up religion to kind of, like, fuck with, like, government and stuff.
Can you type in atheist?
I'll just put non-religious.
All right.
That'll help because you can't put it like Catholic.
Yeah, because then they're gonna want to wait till you get married to have sex. And
I just want to be blown on the second date.
Second date
and end of the first maybe.
Whoa,
your profession.
There is a story that I have that I'll tell you guys after the microphones go off about a first date sex.
I'd like to hear that.
Good.
I bet your wife would like to hear that too. Your profession, small business owner and podcaster? Should I put them
podcast
both?
Put small business owner and podcast extraordinaire.
Yep.
That means you're witty on your feet.
Okay.
All right, can we get one more in?
I think we can. Extraordinaire, three X's.
Ooh, subliminal telling. Yep, I like it. Subliminally telling them you.
And do you have pets? It says no pets, cat, dog, cat, and dog. Birds, other.
Cat dog. How about a cat dog?
I don't, but I could get one for the sake of the show.
Is there a little spot where you can write in a really obscure pet.
Well, it says other, so I think that's like a TBD.
Okay, I would put other, and then when they start messaging you, tell them you have a chameleon.
What about a like a pocket snake? Should I tell them that?
Python.
I mean, that's like a euphemism for a penis.
Right.
Just so you guys
that's
know.
That's why it's a pos python.
Pos python?
Pos python.
Pos python.
That's one that has a J hook at the end of it.
Okay, that's a good start. Right. Okay, so not a lot of funny stuff in there, but
so we've got the profile started.
Yeah,
it's definitely started.
But this is the next episode. We'll get into all the good questions, like you know, if you were stranded on a desert island, you can only have three things. What would it be?
And member girth. All right.
Look at that.
Intro and outro.
Nice.
We're rocking and
we don't mess around here.
Not anymore.
Seamless. Let's listen to some music.
All right.
How about we listen to some Corb Lund? Daughter, don't you marry no quitar picker.
If you are offended by this show, please write your congressman and demand a recount.
Guitar picker, cause they ain't no good and they ain't gonna stick around. Daughter, don't you marry no degenerate gambler. Daughter, don't you marry no Hollywood wrangler. Daughter, don't you marry no guitar picker, cause they ain't no good and they ain't gonna stick around. Should I marry, daddy? Who should I marry? Daughter, don't you marry no Bible thumper. Daughter, don't you marry no old claim jumper. Daughter, don't you marry no guitar picker, cause they ain't no good and they ain't gonna stick around. Daughter, don't you marry no dirt poor farmer. Snake charmer. Daughter, don't you marry no guitar picker, cause they ain't no good and they ain't gonna stick around. Well, who's that leave, daddy? Who's that leave me? Lean in close and listen real carefully. Find yourself a man in oil and cattle. At the very least, there'll be beefsteak to eat and a couple of buckets of crude oil to heat your castle.
In the wake of the massive leaked celebrity nude photo scandal, IBWIP is throwing their hat into the ring. For the month of October only, if you contact the show at blake@ibwip.com, our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, or Vine, the staff of IBWIP will send you a very candid shot of their nether regions. And these photos are sure to wet your whistle for past episodes. You can check those out at ibwip.com, iTunes, or Stitcher Smart Radio. Happy whacking!
Mine's going to have to be a panoramic.
My baby loves me when I'm stoned. As long as I find my way home. No, my baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. She loves the late night calls on the telephone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. Yeah, she makes me see the picture. She makes me see red. She puts me on a pedestal and then messes with my head. Don't want me in an office or in a three-piece suit. She'd rather see me in dirty jeans and blue.
about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. Loves the late night calls on the telephone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. She cuts all the slack, 'cause she knows I ain't myself till I knock a cup back. It'll lead your life to ruin, take you to an early grave. At least that's what those people always say. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. As long as I find my way home, my baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. Loves the late night calls on the telephone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. I ain't never gonna leave that girl alone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned.
Oh yeah. Funky bass. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. That is Jason. Who is that? Jason Bolin and the Stranglers. They were the second band at the Civic Center stage. It was good. It was a real Texas feel. Real, you know what I mean?
Boots scootin'?
Honky tonk.
Yeah, it wasn't pretentious like that.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it wasn't. It was good. They were rocking out. He had an Indian guitar player. And, like, it was just, like, the big, huge Indian.
Like, just, Native American?
Yes. Yeah.
Player? No,
yeah. Not how. What
I was like, I would imagine this. Imagine this Eastern Indian.
No, it was
on stage with this Texas-sounding cool band. I'm like, wow, where'd they find that guy?
Pretty wild. Now it's time for some IBWIP News Bulletin, bringing you the news that mainstream media, they just won't do it. They don't have the guts. They don't have the intestinal fortitude. Thank you. You guys ready for it? Because if you're not, I'll just pack up and go home. I know the news. I created the news. I read it.
You created the news?
I copied and pasted it off the GD internet.
I thought you meant like you created it, like you did the
anything stuff that's newsworthy that I personally have done, that is me creating the news. Like when man bites dog, when I bite a dog, that's news.
Yeah, it is.
And that's news that I've created.
That's what you set out to do with your days, go make news, just committing random acts of newsworthy material.
It was. I think it was trending when you became single.
That's right. It was trending, and I have a lot of time on my hands now.
Locks of Love Strange.
Picking up that strange, as we call it, right here in Central Illinois. First news story.
I'm supposed to tell them where we're from.
Oops. We're from Asa Woman, Virginia. That's where we're doing the show from, in case you want to know about it. What's up, dog? Dashhound
what
takes.
What up, gangster?
What's up?
Oh, my Lord.
Sweet
talk
Jesus
about intestinal fortitude. Dashhound takes part in skydive from 13,000 feet. While most dogs are content to cover, at most a couple of thousand feet on a walk, Riley, the Dashhound, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Dashhound is gaining international fame for traversing 13,000 vertically. Riley's owner, Nathan Batiste, is a photographer from San Francisco, California, who has some experience with skydiving. He has more than 400 jumps under his belt, but he has always wanted to bring the Dashhound and his girlfriend.
I want to bring my dog and my girlfriend.
And the girlfriend. Whatever.
Which one's which, right?
Yikes. Yeah, you should see the picture. It's uncanny. They adopted the dog in 2009, and they wanted to take them along for one of the jumps. The two frequently brought Riley to the drop zone for walks, and he became fast friends with many of the frequent skydivers. Recently, Nathan made Riley's first jump a reality. He had a friend craft a special harness and doggles instead of goggles.
Yeah, so that's good.
See what they did there?
I'm glad you copy and pasted that.
For the four-year-old dog. And all that was left was the take to the sky.
Okay. A dash hound, like a wiener dog. We all, right. You know, on the streets, we know it as wiener dog.
One of God's great mistakes.
The dog doesn't want to go in an airplane 3,000 feet and be thrown
right,
out.
Right, that's what I was just thinking. I like the way that article made it sound like the dog was like, you know what? This is for me.
I think
I'm,
so.
I'm glad you guys keep bringing me to this, the jump site. I like this. I like the people. They just fall from the sky. That's really awesome. Hey, let's go do yeah. that.
That the conversation between him and his girlfriend was like, hey, you know, I could see that spark in his eye.
I was talking to Dixie last night. I think
we should take him skydiving.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he knows when we're going to go skydive because we get all our equipment out. You know, he gets excited. I think that means he wants to go with us.
He's always making friends with the skydivers at the landing pad or the launch yeah. pad.
The dog made it, though, so it probably just has no idea what's going on.
Do they throw him out like a football, just toss him out there, and like the parachute goes off after a certain amount of seconds, or are they holding him against his will?
I think what they did is they hot glued a lot of those little plastic men from Toys R Us that have the parachutes on them. They just hot glued a lot to the dog, and they did. They spiraled him out like a football out of the plane, and he just coasted safely to the ground wearing his doggles.
Imagine what kind of news story that would have been had the dog shoot malfunctioned.
Right. Animal abuse. PETA is all pissed off.
He wouldn't be a... what did you call it? What kind of dog is that?
It's a wiener dog.
Wiener dog. He would have been a pancake dog.
Hey!
Slam dunk.
I would never take Rory, and I love Rory.
Your dog's nuts.
My dog's crazy, and I wouldn't toss her out of a... I wouldn't do it, first of all, myself. But I wouldn't toss her out of an airplane.
What would you toss Rory out of, you think?
A wagon I'm pulling.
Like a radio flyer?
Yeah, definitely high-end. One of the plastic ones, not the metal ones.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, she tried to jump off the cliff.
Oh, right.
At the camping trip.
That's right. You mentioned that.
We were at Turkey Run, and she there was a little stone wall, and she jumped up on it, and it was only like this wide, so she would have... It was a canyon. It was imagine Starved Rock times like five.
Jeez.
And I yanked her back. So
how many dog corpses do you think are at the bottom of that canyon?
3.5.
How many of those parachutes didn't open?
Right.
For those who might be concerned about whether falling out of the sky is the best activity for a dog, the dive went off without a hitch. And Nathan says that Riley had a blast. He told the Daily Mail, Riley is very calm and very trusting when he's with me, and everybody got a kick out of it.
Because you're his sole provider of his nourishment and safety.
He trusts you implicitly. Right. Adding, it was great fun. The footage of Riley looking around once I'd opened the chute is awesome. It's been one of the best decisions of my life.
His eyes were closed until the chute opened. And then Riley was like, oh
this Christ. Is beautiful. Like, it's one of the very few inherent... like fears that people have. It's the fear of falling, and you're like loading it on this dog.
It's like a cat would have been fine. A cat would have just stretched his legs out like, I'm eventually going to land on my feet.
I got this shit.
Like,
got
but those dash hounds, like their legs are only like 3 inches tall. Yeah,
they don't have knees.
They just run
around.
Those little toothpick legs.
Just shatter his legs.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think you're one of God's great mistakes. Is because look at those. That's not... They shouldn't survive, right?
Right.
Darwin should have knocked him off a couple hundred years ago, but we're like, oh, this is cute. We'll protect it and feed it.
Right.
We'll protect it and feed it.
Yeah.
I can imagine those things running around like moles underground if they were out in the wild on their own.
Yeah. Are there any wild dash hounds
fucking up people's
Do you think like all the dogs in his playgroup were down at the bottom waiting for him to, you know, clap
and sell banners and stuff?
Yeah.
I just like how he says it's been one of the best decisions of his life to get involved in skydiving, and I'm looking forward to more jumps with Riley.
How many jumps will Riley have under his tail?
This Four. Just in, Riley is not looking forward to more jumps. All right, that's it.
Yeah, there are people who treat their dogs for like separation anxiety and depression. This guy takes his out on skydiving trips.
13,000 feet.
I swear he's happy.
Yeah, he loves it. Just because you peed while he was in the air, that's just natural because of the pressure, barometric pressure.
Can you imagine being down and getting the bad end of that pee falling from the sky?
Would you even feel it, though? By the time it got down, it would be all separated.
Oh, would it? Well,
I don't know. It might hurt. It might be like a really fat raindrop.
That's true.
Kind of lukewarm.
Or if it's up that high, maybe it freezes and you get like shards of dog piss piercing your skin. Think about it.
You always have such a negative look on everything.
You know what I don't have a negative look on? The world's strangest amusement parks. Number one. Wonderland Kalkar in Germany. Have you been there?
No, it was closed when we went last time.
It's like Wally World. In 1973, construction started on a nuclear power plant outside of Dusseldorf, but it never went online due to construction issues and protests. The system actually did go into partial operation for about a year, but the nuclear materials did not arrive. So, and after 1986's Chernobyl disaster, the project was canceled altogether. When the property was sold off in 1991, one Dutch entrepreneur saw a perfect business opportunity. He purchased the property and converted it into an amusement park that features more than 40 rides, including a swing ride, a climbing wall, which are both built on the iconic cooling tower. Hmm. That'd be pretty bizarre, wouldn't it?
I like how they said, we can't have this nuclear power plant because the nuclear stuff didn't arrive. it got lost in the UPS.
Let's turn this into a museum theme park.
Yeah.
I can't make any nuclear power. I don't have any nuclear liquid.
We're going to get this baseball plant up and running. Wait, there's no baseball, so shut it down. Like, what's
that way, Wrigley Field should have been shut down a long time ago. Hey-o.
Rim shot. Number two, Izgvenimo Drama Lithuania.
Been there, done that.
If you've ever wondered how well you'd survive in an oppressive military prison, here's your chance to find out. This place doesn't offer any spins or drops like your favorite roller coaster, but will probably give you more chills than any ride ever could, because this attraction puts you right inside a Soviet-era prison.
Ooh.
That doesn't sound appealing at all.
No.
Is it an active prison? Like, do you have to dodge, like, inmates, or...?
I don't know. It says the bunker dates back from the USSR occupation of Lithuania.
Back in the USSR.
You got that keyed up?
Damn it.
Just play Let's Get Personals again. Oh, he's really...
There you go.
Thank you. Those who chose to experience...
No, thank you.
It's like a horrible, terrifying historical reenactment. Why would you choose to do that, though?
Just imagine telling the kids, hey, guess where we're going this weekend?
Yay, what?
Why do I have to wear this orange jumpsuit?
Teach you to talk back to me.
Right. Adrian Peterson should have done that instead.
There you go. I agree with that. Last one is Action Park, New Jersey. Right here on home base, finally. We've been overseas, done that crap. Right on home turf, that's what we want. It seems like anyone who lived in New Jersey between 1978 and 1996 has memories, or nightmares, of the legendary Action Park, a place with a reputation that would put any imaginary horror park to shame. Thanks to poorly designed, shoddily constructed rides, ambulances were a common sight at the park. In fact, Vernon Township, where the Action Park was located, had to buy more ambulances, nicknamed the Action Park Express, solely to keep up with the park's injuries, including six fatalities.
Oh, jeez.
The park was so infamous that it inspired its own short documentary. Perhaps the most amazing thing about Action Park, though, is that the company that owned it and helped it earn the park such a fearsome reputation recently repurchased the park and reopened it under the same name this summer.
With the same rides.
That's hilarious.
Six. What's that? So it was open for.
Is that the place where they have the hot dog eating contest in?
Where
Coney Island.
Joey Chestnut, where Joey Chestnut dominates every year. Yeah, that's where the fatalities came in. The winner of the hot dog eating contest every year choked to death on a wiener.
Oh.
They're open for 18 years though, and six people died.
That's not bad.
18 years, six fatalities.
I don't know. Those are Those are dicey odds. Still,
I've had sex with them. Two of them died.
Oh yeah.
I'm good.
The last news story tonight is Blake talking about his first date sex experience.
Not. How about? Hey, we got some more intro. Hey,
Chase. We're not doing it. We're not going to talk about that.
No, Chase, you ready for this?
What's up?
Some more awesome intro music.
What's the segment? What are we doing?
We're going to play Would You Rather.
Oh yeah.
This is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with.
Nice.
Seamless again.
That was pretty solid.
We didn't do any voice work on that one.
No, we left it as it was. All right, boys, you know how to play. I'm going to give you two things, would you rather scenarios. Do not give me your answer right off the bat. Do not make that mistake. Do not make that mistake.
Wait, do or do not make that
mistake? Do not make that mistake. I have the magic bell. Okay, it's being picked up by the microphone.
What does it do?
The magic
bell? Yeah. What are we using it for?
You'll see.
All right.
You'll see.
Good.
All right, Chase, remember all the rules and regulations, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I know you look like a guy who remembers rules, but do you remember all the regulations?
The regulations, you know, rules are my forte. Okay, regulations are
out. You can ask, when I open the floor, you can ask any questions you want pertaining to either one of these, and then when I say the floor is closed, then you can make your decision. We'll see who wins.
Okay.
Okay, but you have to wait till the floor opens. Okay. Ask any questions you want, because there's a lot of stuff you don't know by just me reading this.
It's a term, too. It's just a phrase he's using. The floor will not actually open up.
Shut up. Shut up.
All right.
All right. All right. Would you rather have to kill a kitten every hour and then use their fur to make penis warmers, or sleep every night with a rotting corpse of a donkey? Again, kill a kitten every hour, use their fur to make penis warmers, or sleep with every night with a rotting corpse of a donkey.
I already know what I'm going to do. I'm not telling you the decision, but I already know what I'm going to do.
My decision has been made.
You guys aren't playing right.
Well, the floor hasn't been open yet either for questions. Now, the floor, you shushed me, but will the floor actually open up?
No, floor's open.
Oof. How big are these kittens?
Oh, they haven't been... Well, they haven't been alive more than 2 or 3 weeks, so they're really little. Because for penis warmers, you have to have very delicate, tight skin, fur. I mean,
that was my next question, was how big are the penises for which the warmers are to be made
for? It depends on what kind of orders you get. I mean, it's an online business, and people take pictures of their penis that want to order one of these, and you have to measure it, and that's how you...
Makes sense.
Are they feral?
I don't know what that means. Moving along. Feral. Who's feral?
What are the kittens? Are the
kittens
wild?
Are they feral kittens? Are they wild kittens? Or like strays off the street? Or are they like domestic? Adopted? Well, like, and somebody's been raising them strategically for this cause. Well, and they're fed. They're plump.
It's a penis. It's
okay. Well, that's a good question, and I'm glad you asked it, because it depends on what the customer wants. Some customers want a seraphim kitten. What was that?
Feral?
Yeah. Feral kitten.
Seraphim?
Seraphim kitten. And or, you know, some of them want ones that are wild animal, you know, wild animals. Some of them want ones from the streets, you know, like hardcore ones, rough, tough, you know. So
is this a penis warming kitten mill?
You can call it what you want. I call it an entrepreneurship.
I think it's more of a sweatshop than a mill. You know,
penis sweatshop.
Underpaid immigrants sitting around nursing these kittens.
Oh, are we underpaid immigrants in this scenario?
No, you're the owner and operator. You're sole.
But are we an immigrant then? It's well paid immigrants.
No. See, I thought I was just. I thought I was the one ordering the cats. On a
No. You're having to go kill them, and you're having to make the penis warmers for your customers.
Well, sweatshop it is.
But you don't have any employees. It's just you. And what was your question about an immigrant? You marry an immigrant. Yes, you marry an immigrant. From whatever third world country you'd like, and you can treat her however you like.
Of my choosing?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. How long has this donkey been rotting?
How long has it been riding?
Rotting.
Oh, rotting?
Mm-hmm.
3 months is when you get it. It comes every 3 months, a new one comes.
Oh, so it's a fresh one.
It freshly dies after 3 months being in your bed. Then they replace it with a new rotting one for 3 months.
Do I have to spoon it or like wear it?
You have to be touching it at all times in your sleep.
Kind of like those 1980s sitcoms where the last person to touch the car, right? So can I just have like a hand on it from a distance?
Well, you only have a twin size bed, so I mean, you're going to be touching it.
I see.
You know, you ask, you know why you usually win this game?
Why I win this game?
Yeah. Do you know why you usually win this game?
Because
it's because you dominate, you overpower everyone. Chase has not had.
I'm sorry. Please,
Chase has not
please,
had
you know,
one chance.
He's
to ask
stealing the questions.
I know.
Clean out of my mouth. He's so good at this. Like that, I was thinking the same thing. Do I touch the donkey?
Don't let him.
Yeah. Don't let me
push you around.
Don't let me do that.
Is it going to be a like covered in flies, rotting, nasty, or is it more of like a mummification? Like,
no, it's a straight out of the farm. It's going to attract flies, and it's going to.
Can I sleep in a cooler, like, and wear like a mummy bag So I stay warm in the cooler just to keep the rotting corpse fresh.
Your room, the temperature of your room is always at 98 degrees.
Oof. Am I forced to listen to the band 98 degrees during this 3-month period?
No, you don't have to do that.
Can I sleep in a number of layers of like garbage bags with this rotting corpse of a dog?
As long as one square centimeter of your flesh is touching the actual corpse, you can protect the rest of it however you'd like.
Do these donkeys come from Nick Lachey's personal stash?
No. They, a lot of the donkeys come from a farm in New Zealand. Yeah. They're specifically raised.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker.
You don't like New Zealand?
Not their donkeys.
Not their donkeys.
Boy, this is a tough one.
There's one question on which you rather you should always ask.
What are you doing after this? you want to hang out after this?
No.
That was the question.
Says the newly single bachelor.
Yeah.
Please hang out with me.
Please hang out with me.
Please hang out.
Okay, you guys are running out of time. This episode is almost over.
Jeez.
Floor closed. Floor's closed. Close floor. Floor's closed. Chase, you're a young man.
Yes.
You're on the peak of musical greatness. You have a nice haircut.
Oh, well, of course.
You went up against one of the most fierce would-you-rather competitors ever.
It was hot. It was heavy.
He is the national would-you-rather champion. Which one are you going to pick?
I am going to go with the kitten sweatshop, butchering a kitten on the hour, every hour, to cover the needy penis.
To cover the needy penis? All right. I like that about you. Jason.
Yeah.
You're going up against a young stallion, a guy who's trying to knock you off the throne.
I see that.
A younger, more intimidating guy.
Yeah.
His hair is shorter than yours.
Yeah. I like it.
What are you going to choose?
As many of you know, I do take the whiskers from kittens and I make whisker baskets, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
There is something wrong with killing kittens to make penis warmers, and that's why I don't bring it up on the show, because I'm already doing that. So I know what that life entails. I know the hard work you got to put in, and I'm going the other way. I'm picking sleeping with the corpse of a donkey every night.
Okay. Do you guys want to know the winner?
I want to know who won that one.
Jason?
Yeah.
You did not win.
What?
Chase is the winner.
Oh.
Chase
why?
Is the winner because he's using his life for something. He's an entrepreneur. He's becoming a marketing genius. He's making
a penis
money.
Genius?
Penis genius.
Penis genius.
That's good. I liked it.
Providing a common service.
Yes. That everybody is wanting.
I guess no one really does win sleeping with a corpse of a donkey. Unless that was a question I failed to ask, and someone is winning because of that.
You didn't ask the right questions, buddy.
Chase, I asked you if you want to hang out.
Chase, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, you earned it.
That's all that is. That was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was so good.
It was so good.
All right, Chase, why don't you read the show lineup so we can get the hell out of Dodge?
Rock and roll. Episode 153, Goodnight Eli, is now available.
And if just to refresh everyone's memory, there is a child in his underwear running through rampantly throughout the podcast.
He disrupted our game.
And my favorite part was Dustin's description of his face.
That's right.
There's a little boy in his underwear with an old man face. So, I did not put that promo video up. I did not want to have any legality issues with Molly. So, but if you
it would have been your highest rated video.
If you send me an email, I'll send it to you.
Ooh. Episode 154, an interview with Urban Pioneers, is now available as a podcast and a vidcast at www.youtube.com/PiaVision. Episode 155. This episode, inevitably, Dingle Halle Berry, will be available September 19th. Episode 156, our next episode, will be available on September 26th. And don't forget, Monday, September 22nd, is Elephant Appreciation Day. What's that saying about elephants? Never something? I forget. And Friday, September 26th, is Johnny Appleseed Day. Not unlike Batman, Johnny Appleseed was looking for someone to take up his mantle. This holiday is a good opportunity to quit your job, frolic across these United States, spreading the joy and fiber that only apple seeds and the subsequent apples will bring.
That's good and common sense.
Very true.
Also,
Chase is like, fuck you guys.
This is wiped out.
Please remember.
They read all this shit.
He might be young, but he doesn't have the testicular fortitude to last as long as us old guys.
My peaches aren't near as bleached.
Oh, wait, it said peaches. I didn't say asshole.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like whatever you hear, please tell a friend and support the show.
Yeah, do that.
Gosh dang right. And don't forget, folks, this podcast is sponsored by BarkBox.com. BarkBox.com. Every month, they will send your little...
Dash Hound.
Some skydiving outfits.
Some goggles.
Some goggles and some treats to... No, but BarkBox.com. Use promo code IBWIP. Get 10% off. Each month, your dog will get a box, which Rory loves it. It comes in the mail. Molly puts it on the table, and she freaks out. She loves it. She knows that there's going to be...
She can smell it.
There's going to be a safe, natural toy in there. There's going to be tons of snacks that are... don't have a bunch of shit in it that Asians put in their dog food and stuff.
There's been so much focus lately on like what's in your pet food, but yeah, they only put the best stuff in
All organic.
Yep.
Good stuff. So use promo code IBWIP at BarkBox.com. Chase, thank you very much, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your penis warming business that you're having.
Yeah, I've got the ribbon. I'm going to wear it every day.
I'm going to wear it?
I'm going to get that ribbon back.
No.
Jason,
mm-hmm.
Enjoy your cocaine. It's on your sleeve.
my salt sleeve. Outside your door, your sliding door after this. I'm going to wipe myself off.
On the condensation.
And I want to thank the listeners who tuned in live tonight. Looks like we had a good crowd. The chat room was broke, and I apologize. It was all Jason's fault. He's in charge of that as well, yep. And I don't know what the problem
is. Sorry, everyone. I did it.
So thanks very much. Good night, everybody. And let's get one more song out here in a... we'll get out of here.
This is Down on Washington by the Turnpike Troubadours.
Mystery tag.
Mystery tags.
Look at you. He's got the...
IBWP is the donut equivalent to the Long John. Unnecessarily long and filled with empty calories.
Well, you're standing there. Life ain't fair. Won't you tell me something that I don't know? Oh, and man, I'm sunk, red-faced and drunk. But there's a reason I stayed up all night and begged you not to go. Near, I fear we found ourselves a sticky situation. It's an awkward occupation, disregarding right from wrong. And you were down on Washington, dancing like the devil all. And I am just a fool, but I have loved you all along.
could be. Don't you understand? Well, I'm an honest man, but I would steal you in a heartbeat if the choice were up to me. Dear, I fear we found ourselves a sticky situation. It's an awkward occupation, disregarding right from wrong. And you were down on Washington, dancing like the devil. Oh, and I am just a fool, but I have loved you all day long. Brand new, high and lonesome, it's a bad dream coming true. But what's a poor boy to do? Dear, I fear we've found ourselves a sticky situation. It's an awkward occupation, disregarding right from wrong. When you were down on Washington, dancing like the devil, all night. Loved you all day long. Yeah, well, I am just a fool, but I have loved you all day long.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.